I'm Linnell.
And I'm Vic.
And today we are going to be talking to you guys about the DMAC Urban clubs and resources. We're each going to share each of the clubs that we're involved in and then also other clubs on campus that we know about and have some information about. So Linnell, would you want to go ahead and share what you're involved in?
Yes, I am involved in PTK, SAC, and BSA. PTK is an International College Honor Societies that recognize students and promote students' academic achievement. SAC is a student activity council. We organize the other student clubs on campus and provide activities and provide money for the various clubs. And BSA, Black Student Alliance. I am the president of, and we aim to support Black students and provide a space for them to connect, and also workshops and social gatherings to celebrate Black cultures, histories, and the achievements. And that is it.
That's awesome, Linnell. You want to share next, Vic, what you're involved in?
Yeah, I'm part of the DMAC Honors and PTK, and then as well as sometimes I go to the Urban Game Guild, and I'm in the Urban Vibe.
Awesome. So I'm involved in FBLA. I started out this past fall in FBLA as the DMAC Communications Director and then the Co-Chair of Marketing. And then this past week, I was elected to state office as the Vice President of Communications. So I'm involved in that. And then I've also been involved in the Urban Vibe and Campus Chronicle in Ankeny. But as for DMAC, it would be the Urban Vibe, the student newspaper here. And then some other resources that I have found very helpful while at DMAC have been the AAC, Academic Achievement Center, and also the library. I think Vic is going to share a little bit about the library, but as for the AAC, I've found it super helpful. It's a great starting place if you're like struggling with either figuring out like a problem in math or you want someone to look over your paper or whatnot. It's a great place to go to just to have another set of eyes on your homework or just another person who knows about what you're learning about to just give you some guidance through it. So I really appreciate that about the AAC, and they're super helpful as well.
And you can access it online. So if you're not on campus, there's, I think, multiple different ways to access it. And the writing lab is also the AAC, but I think it's also separate. So
I think it's in the AAC. It's part of the AAC is what it is. So each campus has, I believe each campus has the AAC. And the AAC here at Urban is in building one. And like I said, they're always super helpful. You can just walk in. You don't need an appointment. You can just walk on in, tell them what you're looking for, what help you're looking for. And they're there to help you with that. They also have a computer lab connected with that. So if you need to like work on your homework, but your computer isn't working or you don't have one, you can go in and do it there. And then, yeah, like Vic mentioned, they also have like online tutoring and online resources through that. So it's super helpful. Have you used it, Linnell, in any way or?
The library and the AAC and the computer lab have all been pretty helpful. Not only is the AAC and computer lab helpful, the library itself is, the workers there would personally come down and help you with any of your projects, your papers. Mm-hmm. So overall, there's help coming out of each door.
Yeah, don't underestimate your librarians. Sometimes we forget they're more than just checking out and putting away books. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are qualified, just like professors, they're qualified. And if they can't help you, they will find you the person that can and direct you. We know quite a few people in TRIO. They offer their own version of the AAC that you can go in and get more personalized help. I think that's more of a club. You have to like apply to be in it. But when it comes to the AAC, computer lab, library, make sure that you're using them. You pay to use them. It's part of your tuition. Don't ever feel bad about asking for help. Me personally, if I have a paper that's more than a page, even if I'm 100% sure, like it's done, sometimes I'll send it just to be sure. Have somebody check over your work because it's included. And I think that a lot of the resources are there and sometimes they get underused, like there's not enough people using them and eventually that'll cause them to go away. So if you can use them, try it out.
Yeah, and at least for the library too, they offer more than, like Vic was saying, more than just books. Like they'll direct you to what you are looking for if they're not able to provide what you're looking for. In addition to that, they also provide like other different mental health resources, which is incredible. So every month they have a cart near their desk in building one. So the library's in building one. On Urban, and you can go in there and they have a whole entire cart of resources, mental health resources, and then a bunch of other information on the other side of their desk. And they also will hold like events partnering with the counseling services at DMAC and a bunch of other things that can help students who are just struggling with that while they're in school. So it's not just about books. They have a ton of other resources.
In the tech goes further than just checking out laptops. They have hotspots there and other like technology that you're able to bring home with you that some of them can actually help you use. So if you're not equipped yourself to deal with some of this tech, they'll sit down and they'll actually help you and walk you through it so you can get the most out of your resources presented at DMAC.
Absolutely. I had a math class, and for certain sections in that class we had to use a specific type of calculator, and it was like over $100 for it, and I was able to go to the library and check one out for a few days when I was doing the assignments I needed it for, and I was able to use that for a few days versus like going out and pouring a bunch of money out for something I only needed for a part of that class. So they offer a lot for you, and you just have to just go in there, check it out, and oftentimes their website will also share what they offer there too. So if you aren't able to come in, you can always just check online and see if they have it before you go in and check it out. So
I would have to add with TRIO, it is academic based, so you have to have a 3.5 to be a part of it, but it also adds a different set of scholarships and grants for just promoting academics, excuse me. So, and the same with PTK, it's like, you know, congratulating you for keeping your grade point average, you know, 3.5 and above. So that's also rewarding.
TRIO's also does events. Like, I know that last month they did the Harry Potter Orchestra. Unfortunately, we got snowed out, but I was going to go to the Capitol building to talk to, like, our representatives from, for DMAC. Like, TRIO's was going to take us, and we were going to represent DMAC and talk about our concerns. And it got rescheduled because of the mini blizzard, but I think that it opens the door to other opportunities that not every student gets. So if you qualify, I think it's worth it to apply.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And then they'll just email you all the time and make sure that you're on track. And they mostly just offer help. And they'll also take care of like your class schedules and figuring out when am I going to graduate? How am I going to graduate? And where am I going next? So they're very hands-on with their students. But some other clubs that we haven't talked about yet would be the Latino Club and Multicultural Club. So if that's something you're interested in, you can look it up on the DMAC website and be able to grab those emails to talk to the people that run those clubs. The Latino Club, I think, meets once a month or once every couple weeks. And then the Multicultural Club is kind of sporadic, but they take care of like bigger events that the other clubs are also able to like come together. In the Urban Game Guild, if you just want to take an hour out of your day on Monday from 12:15 to 1:15 in the atrium, Amy likes to play all kinds of different games. So you're able to, I think it's like on a week by week basis, they rotate what game does what. But if you're interested, not so much TCG, but some of those party games and ice-breaking games, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm. And that is perfect for when it's just an hour, when you need your brain to just relax, to, you know, get you more boost up, to get back into class. It's a perfect in-between. Me and Vic stopped in there one day after class, and I almost forgot I had a next class. It was that much fun. So stop by and play a game or two with us.
Yeah. Our advisor for the Urban Vibe, she runs that, and she's a ton of fun. And I know that any area that she's in, she's going to make it really enjoyable for others. And so, yeah, like Elena was saying, it's a perfect way to just relax, take a break from everything. So it's that's honestly a great resource and a great club.
And I think it's worth pointing out, you don't have to know how to play games.
Oh, yeah.
So they change all the time. So if you show up and you're like, I've never done this before, they will sit down, they will show you how to play, and they're not going to make you feel like you don't know how to do something. Yeah. It's a very welcoming place to learn something new, while also, like everybody was saying, have a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. I like the unity here at DMAC, because with the games, it's Amy and the librarian. Mm-hmm. So you get two different entities at one time. We're always coming together to, you know, make it happen.
Vic mentioned the Urban Game Guild, and then did you also mention the GCA, the Gay Straight Alliance?
No, they meet over noon on Mondays. I haven't had the opportunity yet to go because a lot of the clubs are held over that hour, but it is something I think worth checking out if you're looking for a piece of community, especially right now. If anybody LGBTQ+ is struggling, that would be a resource. I know who runs it. Her email is listed on the DMAC website, and you can just reach out to her to get like the room number. Right now, I think they're working on legislation because there's been a lot of anti-LGBTQ stuff going on. They're not meeting as a support group. They're meeting as a support group and actionable items. So if you're looking to actually make some change, I think GSA is a good starting point. Check it out.
That's great. Yeah, information. I didn't know that. So that's awesome information. Another resource that I want to share, and I touched on it a little bit when we were talking about the library, but I wanted to share about DMAC's counseling services. And I recently did a story that you guys will be seeing soon about mental health and just the resources that DMAC provides. And that's obviously their main mental health resource. However, their counseling services go beyond just mental health services. They also they're also there for students who are maybe just struggling with balancing school and if they're in work, like work and just different areas of their life. They're there for you to come and talk to them about relationships or just honestly any area that you may feel like you're struggling in or want help in. They're there for, so you can. That information is on the DMAC website. But yeah, they offer each campus besides Boone has at least one counselor there. Josh Harold is one of the counselors here at Urban. And then I believe the other one is by the name of Rebecca.
Becky.
Okay, so you know Becky. Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, they're the two counselors here at Urban. Incredible human beings. I haven't had the chance to meet Becky, but I have met with Josh, and he's, like I said, an incredible counselor. They also have a fun room for you to go into if you want, if you do decide to go in for counseling. Counseling at DMAC is very student driven, so there's no limit on how often you can meet, the frequency of visits, or anything like that. You can meet with a counselor pretty much at any time that you schedule, either virtually or in person, and you can do that as many times as you want while you're a student here. So I think that that's a really great resource for students, especially for like incoming students who are balancing just everything that comes with being a first-time college student. But of course, again, it's for anyone who's a student at DMAC, so definitely go check it out. Even if you're not looking at getting counseling, I would still suggest checking it out just if you know of other people who could benefit from that resource or whatnot. So is there anything else that you guys want to expand on while we're on?
Yeah, at the time we're doing this podcast, we're only about a month left in our semester. But the clubs and the resources we're talking about, I think, are pretty solid. And if you're interested, and you're thinking it's kind of too late for me right now, I'm kind of busy, next semester, these resources are going to be the same. Maybe some people will change. So, like, maybe somebody who runs a club, maybe they'll change. But it's worth reaching out now to kind of get involved for when we come back. Like I said, if you're struggling and need some help, either in a community-based situation, or if it's just the end of semester and you're starting to get a little run down with work, testing, worrying about graduation, make sure you reach out to somebody. Like I said earlier, you are paying for these resources already. Never feel bad about actually using them. There can be a lot of good if you step out of your comfort zone and start communicating with your communities. And that's something that Urban, I think a lot of people have been really putting their foot forward and trying to bring that community sense together, mm-hmm. And reach more people.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We hope you come back and listen to our next episode. Yeah, anything else that you guys want to add?
We take all suggestions, right, if anybody wants to hear anything.
Yes. Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions or wanting to listen to anything specific, let us know. So,
and aim high.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next time.